10 PennDOT workers face felony theft and bribery charges for allegedly bilking the state agency out of more than $1 million. As WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, most of the men were arraigned today in Montgomery County.
For nearly 3 years, a group of PennDOT workers billed for hours they didn't work and miles they didn't drive. That includes 8 highway inspectors and 2 managers who allegedly got kickbacks for looking the other way. The group allegedly netted nearly $500,000 in overtime pay. Chief Deputy Attorney General Eric Olson is prosecuting the case.
Through a systematic pattern of putting in for overtime and actually for straight time with the, I would say, active, sometimes encouragement, active complicity of the supervisors, they massively overbilled.
2 consulting firms that have contracts with PennDOT also received more than $700,000 because of the phony overtime hours and the profits connected to them. Thanks to a whistleblower, the men could face lengthy prison sentences and, with certain charges, automatically lose their state pensions. Attorney Brian Collins represents one of the inspectors, Chris Louch. He says the grand jury report sounds worse than it is.
This situation is unfortunate, but I think after all the evidence is heard at the appropriate time and place, that you will find that Mr. Louch, again, acted honorably throughout the situation. He's a decent man, and he will have a good result here.
9 of the men are out on bail. The 10th is expected to turn himself in by the end of the week after arriving from Florida. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.